Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is H to the OV. I used to move snowflakes.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese, Football Friday, late on the line Friday. We'll get back to it. Jaw's going to join us in a half hour at 4 o'clock, Ike, as we'll get his thoughts and prediction on Sunday's game. And then the playmaker, Michael Irvin. Jack, is that coming up at 4:45 today? So Michael Irvin, who used to be a Cowboy fan, has turned into a 49er fan, apparently.
And that's a violation.
Yeah, he is so worried about the Eagles winning.
Well, he actually went against those guys to get in the Super Bowl, so he's not supposed to be a 49er fan. He's supposed to hate the 49ers.
Isn't that pathetic?
I mean, that was a big rival in the 90s, Cowboys,
that was
49ers.
The NFC rivalry right there.
He's not supposed to be a damn 49er fan.
Dion, flip-flop, both teams, a bunch of those guys.
Charles Haley. Yeah. The linebacker. Ken Norton Jr. Yeah, Ken Norton Jr., yeah.
That's crazy that they went between the two best teams in the NFL at that point.
Back and forth, yeah. Real quick, before you go any further, I was supposed to do this yesterday, and I felt bad. I totally forgot to do it yesterday. And I felt like crap last night when I remembered that I did not do it yesterday. So I wanted to send condolences out to the Beckett family. They lost their brother, their son. Over the weekend, he was buried yesterday. So, and he was a huge Marks and Reese fan. And a big fan of mine. And so, you know, I found that out through another close friend. And so, I wanted to make sure I sent out condolences to his family and to all his loved ones, and let him know that the Birds, they'll be playing great for him on Sunday. I know he'll be watching down, checking them out. And he's a guy from my area. You know, went to graduated from the high school my son and daughter go to. So Gregory Beckett, love you, brother, and thank you for being a great Eagles fan and a fan of the Marks and Reese show. So thank you, and condolences
man,
to his family and his loved ones.
Sorry to hear that. Thank you.
I meant to do that yesterday, and I totally forgot to do it. So I wanted to make sure I did it today.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I appreciate you letting me get that in.
Yeah, that's can't be easy for anybody. So, you know, hope they're okay out there. Mm-hmm. All right. So, D'Amico Ryans. Yesterday, the report was D'Amico Ryans is the top candidate for the Broncos. Today, D'Amico Ryans is the top candidate for the Texans. The difference is it's being called mutual.
Ah.
So, I guess it was Rap Sheet and Pelsaro are saying that he's the top candidate for the Texans, and the feeling's mutual. He got drafted by
wants to go home. Yeah.
So, well, and he's getting a young quarterback as opposed to having Russell Wilson.
That's true. Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
Probably what it is more than.
Probably. I mean, certainly doesn't.
If he had Pat Mahomes, he might be thinking it differently.
Right, exactly. No, you're right. You're right. Having to deal with that whole situation versus starting with a clean slate. And you get a young guy in, you can help mold, and you're not dealing with somebody that's already stuck in their ways or what have you. And you don't have to deal with that division. You go to the AFC South, at least you got a chance. Yeah, in that division.
See, I mean, in all honesty, I'm not saying Russell Wilson's totally cooked yet. I mean, what high-profile guy would want the job if given another choice?
Yeah.
Being in the AFC West, who the hell knows what's going to happen with Russell Wilson in Denver? Yeah. I don't have a lot of confidence that that gets turned around there.
And I'm actually surprised. See, that it says something that coaches aren't jumping at that job.
Yep.
With Russell Wilson there. Can you imagine if Andy retired and the Kansas City Chiefs job opened up? Right? Or if the Bengals job opened up. I say that to say coaches would be flocking
yep.
to get a chance to coach one of those quarterbacks. And Russell Wilson was once seen as one of those types of quarterbacks, and they can't get a coach out there right now. That's boy, have the mighty fallen.
So let's talk about what that means for the Eagles. And real fast,
yes.
David Shaw in Denver, the former Stanford coach. Keep that name in mind. David Shaw. At one point in time, he was an yeah. NFL head coaching candidate.
Mm-hmm. His name used to always come up.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and he would never leave Stanford.
Right.
Yeah.
And now he's left Stanford because they haven't been good the last couple of years. Right. And he's got a relationship with Condoleezza Rice, and he already interviewed. Oh, and he interviewed well. Condoleezza Rice is a part of the ownership group in Denver. And a very trusted advisor.
Browns head coaching candidate.
Right.
Forgot about that.
Remember that? That was awesome. Yeah,
she just has to be a part of the NFL.
You're damn right she does. So now she's an executive right. with the Broncos. So anyway, keep that in mind. All right, so what does this mean for Jonathan Gannon?
Yes.
We had believed that Gannon's best shot at getting a job, a head coaching job, would be in Houston.
Yeah.
Because he was a finalist last year and they thought highly of him. But if they go D'Amico Ryans, I don't know if they pick. He interviewed last year with Denver. I'm not hiring him if Russell Wilson's there in Denver. I got to get an offensive guy. I would try to do that anyway. Seems like that maybe it's been a weird year for coaching hires, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like Gannon's going to get a job if it's not in Houston. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, the Arizona job is still open.
Yep.
So is there another job that's still open? Well, Denver would still be open, and the Colts are still
open. Colts, yeah.
So did Gannon coach in Indy? He wasn't there, was he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was in Indy.
He was.
I'm surprised he didn't get an interview there.
What's that tell you?
Well, maybe Ursay didn't like him when he was there. I don't know.
It's Ursay. So who the hell knows? He's going to bring Jeff Saturday back,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah, I have no idea. So, yeah, I thought Houston was his best chance to get a job. Yes, I agree with you there. So I don't know if one of these other teams pivot and they want to bring him in for an interview. It almost seems like these teams are just interviewing guys just to interview them. I don't know what they're looking for.
They may not know what they're looking for. So, I mean, also, if there's an impressive – like, let's say the Eagles come out and the offense looks unbelievable or the defense looks great, right? Like, mm-hmm. that easily can change maybe – some thoughts inside of teams that's still open or not sure who they're going to hire as a coach. So
mm-hmm.
not that it's over with right now, but I would lean that both coordinators are back next year as opposed to them getting jobs.
Hey, well, that's good for us.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Jack, you fine with that? Both guys coming back?
Yeah, I mean, that was ultimately the downfall, not part of the downfall of Doug, was that he could never get the guys back
there
to create that staff again. So keeping the continuity together, I think, is massive. Especially, honestly, losing Brian Johnson is the one that I'd be most worried about at this point. I mean, I think Steichen's very good, but I think mm-hmm. the relationship between Johnson and Hurts is very close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we saw it happen with Wentz after DeFilippo left, whatever. I don't think that would happen with Jalen. So being able to keep the staff together after possibly winning a Super Bowl would be massive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
It would be, but guess what? Like, get ready to have to replace some guys because
I was gonna say you still need players. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you mean the coaches?
Well, no, and players too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Brian Johnson's going to get a job at some point as an offensive coordinator if the team's having success. So, yeah, and then they're going to have to replace a bunch of starters or sign them. All right, Greg's calling from Atlanta. He's all fired up. He's laying it on the line on Friday. What's up, Greg? How are you?
EXGLESEO. Hey guys.
What's up, G?
John, I really appreciate those probing questions about truck drivers' urination habits. It's really
well, I know it's on everybody's mind today on Friday.
It hits home. It sure does. Hey, I'm really jacked. I'm flying up. My family just wanted to fly up. I think I DM'd you, John. We all have tickets, but we just want to feel the vibe. So we're just coming to town early. And
nice.
Just hanging out somewhere and just chilling and enjoying the victory and hopefully pouring out into the streets on Sunday night. Should be great. You know, it should be tremendous.
Looking yeah, let's hope so. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it won't even be that late, right? It could be like 6:30, 7 o'clock. You could be running out there.
Not flying back till 6 a.m. on Sunday, so it could be an all-nighter that day. Who knows?
Very cool.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question strategy-wise on the Eagles. You know how Sirianni takes a lot of chances, fourth down and four, you know, within probably field goal range?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does he go for the points? Because it probably would be more valuable on Sunday to take the points in those situations, or is he going to be true to himself?
I think he's going to be true to himself. Because I don't think it's just him. I think it's an organizational philosophy, and I don't think that changed. I don't think the analytics change. If nothing else, it enhances or heightens because you're in the playoffs. That's why you go for it on fourth and two in the Super Bowl. That's why you go for it on fourth and one in your own territory with 5 minutes left to go in the game, 3 minutes left to go in the game. Like some of these things, these are the things that the organization believes in. As far as going for it on fourth and one and where you go for it on fourth and one or fourth and two. And I do believe let me put it this way. If they don't do it Sunday, we'll know that they're coaching differently. So then if you don't win, you're going to have to answer for why did you get to the championship game and become conservative?
Change your philosophy that
change your philosophy than what got you here. So it's almost worse if you don't continue to be who you are. Ironically, Kyle Shanahan is more of a conservative coach in these types of games.
You would think the guy with the straight brim hat looks like a skateboarder over there on the sideline would be ready to do some of the new age. He was very comfortable taking field goals last week.
Yep.
And by the way, the strategy worked.
Yep.
He's like, we'll score enough points to beat these guys. Our defense has got it. Now, you can't do that every week. It depends on your opponent.
I agree. But he has the sort of that conservative mentality almost going back to that Super Bowl. Where he led a 28-3 lead. You know, he didn't remain aggressive in that game. So, no, I don't expect the Eagles to change who they are. I don't think it's just Nick Sirianni. I think it's something that they talk about and have planned throughout the week, and they know it's a philosophy of what they do. So if they get to a certain area of the field, down in distance-wise or what have you, they're going to go for it. The only reason they didn't do it in the final game is because they didn't want to risk the quarterback doing some of those things. But in the NFC Championship game, nah.
When Nick Sirianni took the job.
I almost hope that he doesn't get too aggressive in this game. Like, there are times where you can say, you know what, just
take
punt the ball.
Or take the points.
Yes. Here's the thing. I think it would be easier for him to punt than it would be taking the points. If you're inside that 20-yard line. Because if you're backed up, say you're on your own 35 or something like that, and it's fourth and one, you go for it there and don't get it. Now you've given San Francisco the ball deep in your territory.
Yeah, agreed.
So he'd be more likely to punt that than if he was on the 20-yard line on the other side and already in field goal range, but it's fourth and two. Right? We've seen where we're like, you're going to take the 3 points there? And he's like, no, we're going to get a touchdown.
Yeah.
So I think that continues.
Yeah, this is when Nick Sirianni's interviewing for the head coaching job, they're telling him how they do things with this. Like the Eagles as an organization use these analytics and these advanced analytics, and they say this is how we – Nick Sirianni's not coming in vetoing – he's agreeing and going with what the organization and
just like Doug did,
right? And it works.
Yeah, it's what their philosophy is. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and it's the right. It's been proven that it's the right thing to do. Now you also have to get those fourth downs and things like that. But Eagles aren't going to change it. Black Gritty from blackgritty.com is ready to go. He's going to lay it on the line on a football Friday. What's up, Black Gritty?
Hey, guys. So you know, like I've called you guys when I be out in these streets. I was out in California. You know, I go out there a lot. And they got old fans out there, bro. Like, people still think Jerry Rice on the team. They ain't real fans. Every cracker, they got Jerry out there with a chain running around like a puppy dog. Like, I'm like, come on, baby. So many times I try to get people to go to the game, they won't go to the game. Now they front run. They ain't real fans. So they go, oh, we're going to invade Philadelphia. I think it's called an infestation. They're like New York West out there with the rats, bro. And they come to Philadelphia, they're about to get exterminated, just like we did with the New York Times. I tell you one thing. You out here giving them respect, and I appreciate that. It's time to put my foot on their neck.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead.
I give a hand sandwich about the 49ers. Oh, Shanahan, you can catch these hands. Nick, slap them in the mouth. Slap them in the face. Don't put your mug all up on the camera when we bombs over Baghdad throwing these stuff down. I don't care what they say. Brock is about to get rocked. I've seen this man throw so many interceptions, but all the teams keep dropping them. Guess what? Not in these streets. We got babies out here in Philly, bro. It's a Philly thing. We got the babies out of windows. We gonna get these interceptions. He's throwing two for sure, okay? He is going to get rocked. Do you hear it, Brock? You're going to get rocked. And then on top of that, my goodness, Philadelphia is so tight and so ready to rock and roll. If you're wearing red, come on down here. There's a dummy tax for you, okay? We got a dummy tax for everybody coming out here thinking they're going to get something done because it's not going to happen. Fly, Eagles, fly. We don't need no awards. Oh, wait. The only guy that got an award is your boy. Who's the guy that got the award? Howie Roseman. And the one thing I give Howie credit for is he got two defensive back quarterback defensive coaches from Iowa. How did he get these two guys from Iowa? I think they saw Brock Purdy his whole college career. So we got something for you, Brock. Oh, my gosh, you're going to get rocked. That is fortuitous. That is the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Let's go! I can't win. I'm a fire. My fire. I'll talk to y'all. Let's rock.
Did we already say Brian Dawkins is the honorary captain?
We did not. We did, but it wasn't official.
Okay. Well, now it is official.
And he voiced the hype video.
He did the hype video?
Do you want to hear
it? When does it become official? When John Clark puts it on Instagram?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That's when I saw it. I'm like, yeah, I see Clark tweeting it out. I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess it's official now.
Yeah, so it's him, and then Anita Baker's doing the
national anthem.
DJ
Jazzy Jeff. Jazzy Jeff and Friends or just Jazzy Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know. See if Will Smith's there.
Okay.
Not bad.
Okay. Bringing out all the big dogs. I have not seen the Brian Dawkins.
It's pretty great.
Is it? Well, of course it is.
Should we play it now? All right, yeah, go for it. Here it is.
All right.
It's understood. It's understood who we are. It's understood what we work for. Yeah, I don't have to give y'all no rah-rah speech. Everything is in front of me.
Yeah, you heard him. You heard what he said. Philly don't need no rah-rah speeches. We don't need to be told how to get crunk and when to show up. We all know what's at stake. This is our house.
It's my motherfucking home.
What say you, Nick? How we about to climb this mountain?
Together, 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 together.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't need to talk leadership. We live it.
We know what our tights are on.
Woo! It's about heart. It's about passion and desire.
Let's go!
We have fully defined our dog mentality. We know when this city wants something, they'll do whatever it takes. They won't be denied.
They're killing them!
When you're starving for something so doggone much.
I ain't hungry, I'm starving for this shit.
A brick wall can't hold you back. Their end zone is our playground. Our dreams are their nightmares. We don't need no rah-rah speech.
Don't need no rah-rah speech.
Cause it's a Philly thing.
Take everybody. We're going to ride together. We're
going to
show up. Let's go.
And they even end with it. It's a Philly thing. Mm-hmm. I have my Philly thing shirt on. Where'd the hat go? I had the wool knit hat on as well, but it was hot in here.
Yeah. So you are indoors, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's hot in the studio in general.
Did you wear it to bed last night?
Nope. I stopped myself, but I was dressed for bed, and I'm like, do I take the video now and put it on Instagram of how I look?
Your bedroom attire.
What ended up happening was I had to prepare last night. Today's my wife's birthday, so happy birthday, Liz.
Ah, today's your wife's birthday?
It is. Happy birthday, honey.
Happy birthday, Liz.
So last night I had to set up the downstairs for when she came down today. So I got the balloons that spell out happy birthday, and you got to put twine on them and then hang them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put the flowers out, cut the flowers, put them in the vase.
There you go.
And then put the gifts out, then the kids' cards, and I had to make my card, heartfelt homemade card. Like,
yeah, I don't do homemade cards. Yeah. It's 21 years next month. Yeah, I don't do homemade cards.
That's the homemade card?
Yeah, well, I don't do homemade cards. I stopped that in college.
Did you buy the card at, you do?
Normally, at either, I go to Target.
Target has a good selection of cards. Yeah,
great selection.
I was at Target later last night because I had to pick up some additional items. But, because you know why I did because she wants the homemade card more than do you read the card that you buy at the store and be like, oh, that's a good one, or you just pick up one?
No, come on now. You got to read the card because she's going to read the card.
So you have to
And the
like
card has to make sense. It has to be, like, my wife, she's not going to say, well, I can't come back with a card sounding like something I would never say.
Happy graduation.
Yeah, or something like that,
well,
yeah.
You don't do the one with the music in it? Like,
no.
Funny, you don't do humorous cards or...
Yeah, you do humorous cards. Right. You do humorous cards, and you normally write a little note in the card as well.
In the card,
yes. Your own little personal note in the card as
well. A blurb, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a whole left side of the card.
21 years, John. It's 20 plus years together. Yeah, 27 years together, brother.
Jack, do you make homemade cards?
No. Not since high school.
Okay. Well, I do it because
it's good.
Cards are like $6 or $7 each.
Oh, don't tell me you do it because of the price of the cards.
Yes,
my God. You just ruined the whole moment just now.
Doing all right.
All right, so you know what? That's not entirely true because dollar store cards, people may not know this, you get 2 for $1. And they're good cards, too. You can find sentimental good cards that have good things on it.
What are you doing in the dollar store, man?
I go to the dollar store for certain items.
Yeah, snacks.
No, bleach.
The drink?
I pour it on my head. No, you get a big, it's not a gallon, but it's a big jug of bleach for $1. I started doing it during COVID. Remember when bleach was like, hey, $30 for a thing of bleach? Dollar store never changed their prices. It's bleach. You know, it doesn't have to be Clorox.
Right, it's real live
bleach. Yeah, you drink that, you're in trouble. Just like Clorox. So I go to the dollar store for certain things, all right? So
what's the plan tonight? No, there's nothing wrong with you going to the dollar store. No, that's okay.
What's the plan tonight?
Yeah, what's the plan tonight?
Romantic dinner?
Yeah. There we go.
Romantic dinner.
Take the socks off tonight, man.
Let them puppies purr.
Well, it's not my...
Hold on. So, puppies don't purr.
No, I know. I got it backwards.
Now I'm awake. Thought I was gonna let that go, didn't you?
I didn't even hear it.
Like, yeah, hold on, puppies
now,
don't purr.
So, but it's not yes. My birthday. It's her birthday.
Yeah.
So if it's what she wants, and this is the truth, I have to I say what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, you know what I want for my birthday.
Yeah.
So this year we set the alarm for 5 a.m. because the kids are definitely up by 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
So we set an alarm for my birthday for 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then later after dinner.
Okay. Yep. There you go. Well, even though it's her birthday and it's what she wants, she may not convey this to you. You just have to know. I know my wife is listening right now, so she know I'm on here talking trash.
No, but you're right. If I wait for her to be the aggressor, we're probably going to fall asleep.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Never going to happen,
right.
Man.
Yeah, you're right. She may not know. She may not know that she wants it, but she does.
She does. Of course, she does, man.
It's a good point. That's why I brought it up. You gave me a different strategy for tonight. Coming up,
I think it's going to go well for you too.
I got sick kids.
Give her a little red wine.
Yeah, no, that's the key is the little buzz to get her going. But then we get home, she falls asleep in the car and she just wants to go to bed. Believe me, we've been coming home from weddings and I'm...
Yeah, you're like, you're filling in.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
Right? Kids are asleep. Right? Like, nope. Right in the bad pajama pants. Not the sexy ones, the bad ones. Like, oop. Big boxy T-shirt. Yep, this is going nowhere.
Yeah, you're right. The moment you see this, this ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, that's the worry. Coming up, Jaws.
I definitely got to shut up now.
Yep, you know what I'm talking about. Like, you know. Coming up is Ron Jaworski. His thoughts on the game. Man. Who does he have?
Happy birthday, Liz.
Happy birthday, Liz. You know who Ron's going to say is going to win. But we're gonna have to read between the lines to see how concerned he really is.
Yeah.
Who has the advantage, the Eagles offense or the Niners defense? Hard-hitting questions with Ron Jaworski coming up right after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, BetMGM customers, if you have a friend who loves sports as much as you do, here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account, click on the Refer a Friend program, boom! Send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up, makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. Once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager's settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. BetMGM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.